I remained in Buchenwald until April 11th. I shall not describe my life during that period. It no longer mattered. Since my father's death, nothing mattered to me anymore. I was transferred to the children's block where there were 600 of us. The front was coming closer. I spent my days in total idleness, with only one desire, to eat. I no longer thought of my father or my mother. From time to time, I would dream, but only about soup, an extra ration of soup. On April 5th, the wheel of history turned. It was late afternoon. We were standing inside the block, waiting for an SS to come and count us. He was late. Such lateness was unprecedented in the history of Buchenwald. Something must have happened. 2 hours later, the loudspeakers transmitted an order from the camp commandant. All Jews were to gather in the upper plots. This was the end. Hitler was about to keep his promise. The children of our block did as ordered. There was no choice. Gustav, the Blockälteste, made it clear with his club. But on our way, we met some prisoners who whispered to us, "Go back to your block. The Germans plan to shoot you. Go back and don't move." We returned to the block. On our way there, we learned that the underground resistance of the camp had made the decision not to abandon the Jews and to prevent their liquidation. As it was getting late and the confusion was great, countless Jews had been passing as non-Jews. The Lagerälteste had decided that a general roll call would take place the next day. Everybody would have to be present. The roll call took place. The Lagerkommandant announced that the Buchenwald camp would be liquidated. 10 blocks of inmates would be evacuated every day. From that moment on, there was no further distribution of bread and soup. And the evacuation began. Every day, a few thousand inmates passed the camp's gate and did not return.